Galvin on Wednesday announced that voters will be the ones to decide on three controversial ballot questions this November. Item 1, the Right to Repair Bill, was advocated by the Right to Repair Coalition. Art Kinsman, spokesman of the coalition, said that the ballot question seeks to allow owners and independent auto repair shops to have access to the same automobile information that car dealerships have.
Right now, independent shops have to buy the information, but they get the Cliff Notes version. They don't get the full book. We want them to be able to get, for a fair and reasonable price, all of the same information that the new car dealers get. And by doing so, that's going to give consumers more options for where they get their car repaired.
Opposing the measure is the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers, who say the measure is unnecessary. Spokesman Dan Gage says approval of the measure could be detrimental to the auto industry and consumer.
It will require the use that automakers have to go back and redesign their vehicles using a 15-year-old outdated technology, which will add to the sticker price, impacting consumer households. And if it's not done, if automakers and other manufacturers of motor vehicles cannot comply by January 2nd, 2014, there's a stop sale in the state. You won't be able to buy those vehicles in the state of in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
The second question that will appear on the ballot is allowing doctors to administer life-ending drugs to a terminally ill patient with written consent. The so-called Death with Dignity Act is supported by Dignity 2012, a coalition and doctors and advocates across the state. Stephen Crawford from the Dignity 2012 campaign provided WAMC with a statement that follows. Quote, we are confident that voters in the Commonwealth will vote yes on question 2, the Death with Dignity initiative, in order to provide the terminally ill with dignity and control in their final days. Unquote. Opposed to the measure are groups including Massachusetts Alliance for Doctor-Prescribed Suicide. The Massachusetts Medical Society has taken a stance against assisted suicide, but did not supply a statement on the ballot initiative itself. Spokesman Rick Gullah.
While the society is very much opposed to physician-assisted suicide, it is also very much in favor of palliative care and comfort and dignity at the end of life.
And item 3 would allow those with a prescription to obtain medical marijuana for treatment of debilitating illness. The New England Coalition for Cancer Survivorship supports the measure. President Linda Brantley says she is confident that the measure will pass this fall.
So we look forward to doing everything within our power to help the committee to promote and advocate for this initiative throughout the late summer and the early fall. And we look forward to a victory in November.
Opposing item 3 is Heidi Heilman of the Massachusetts Prevention Alliance. She says that the legalization of medical marijuana would create a legal conflict between state and federal authorities and that it would lead to widespread abuse.
This is an issue of widespread use and abuse of marijuana. This is not about compassion for our sick and dying, and we all are compassionate about getting relief to our sick and dying.
Heilman did mention that her group would support an FDA-controlled drug derived from marijuana. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.